Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. And Bruce, finally, maybe a couple days to catch your breath here. Had a full day off and then back to work yesterday. What was your focus yesterday in practice as you prepare for some very difficult divisional games?
Two areas yesterday. We worked on supporting the original puck on the breakout in terms of when our D doesn't have time to get moving. So it's the play kind of gets stopped up. They have a good F1. He's right on top of our D. What are we going to do with the puck to manage it better and support it better? You know, quick bumps and instead of maybe a long pass, it's two short ones where we get numbers there before they do. So that was an area of focus. We didn't, you know, Anaheim got to us a few times on that, Colorado. So we went back and looked at that. And then the forecheck, our third guy. When we've been good, we've had a responsible third forward for doing a good job. The first two guys, or if the D are keeping pucks alive, that guy's usually the recipient of passes in the high slot. We got away from that a little bit the other night, gave up some odd man rushes, uncharacteristic of our hockey club. Some of it was just poor decision making. I think we're a little fatigued mentally or off mentally for whatever reason. But some of it was structure as well. So those were the two areas we worked on.
The second period, yeah, I mean, you're not used to seeing that from your team, the way you guys played against Anaheim and New Jersey to a certain extent. But when you're behind the bench and you're seeing those mistakes being made, how do you address it with your team? You've got a veteran group for the most part that's good leadership, but when it's one after another and it's all different things.
Well, I got to tell you, there's different ways. I mean, I used to just lose my mind. Now I try to get a clear message to our staff, too. Hey, Kevin, got to be 100% sure on the pinches now. There's not as much free reign. Joe, high forward, do a better job. You know, so some of the messaging is going to the coaches, and they see it, too. So, but that's how it starts. And then if that doesn't work, then it's to the players directly. But after a while, sometimes you almost let things play out. It's like, well, listen, we've addressed it. We've delegated. We've talked to the players, timeouts, you know, and after a while it's like we've got to get into the dressing room, hopefully get in with a lead and talk to them sensibly while, you know, everything's in a calmer environment. And that's what we did. We addressed it. There was no paint peeled off the walls between the second and third period the other night. It was like, listen, this is not who we are. We got to get back to take some pride in our work, stuff we typically do. And I thought we did. That's the other part of this, that our third period, the first 12, 14 minutes, I don't think we gave up a chance. So we bared down, we extended the lead, did what we had to do to play winning hockey and brought it home.
It's good to see the first line or the top line contributing offensively the way they are. Power play better now. Those guys, the secondary scoring, I mean, they're getting chances, right? But do you sense them pressing a little bit? And, you know, how do you kind of say, keep going, you know, you're almost there?
Well, that's it, right? That's part of the message, and it's tough. Anybody that's played or been involved with professional sports, the pressure when you're not producing can be self-inflicted. So we're doing our best to make sure, team's 5-1. You help us win. Keep helping us win. Good things will happen. Play the right way. That I know it's cliches, but that's usually what helps players get out of it. Sometimes you'll juggle up lines, throw a guy a bone on certain special teams, whatever, but we're not doing a whole lot of that. It's just do your job, do it well, keep going. It's too early in the year to start worrying about your stats. I mean, that's been the messaging for the most part. Like I thought Coyle's line, Richie Heinen, generated some real good looks there. They just didn't finish. So, I mean, if they have that same game tonight or tomorrow or the next day, whatever it is, like, they're going to finish sooner or later. Even Jake went in and had a nice outside rush, hit the goalie's knob. I mean, that's a goal a lot of nights. That's just tough luck. So he's got to stay with it. He's the one, you know, he's younger. The centerman's out now, so we want to make sure we don't lose him. So he's one we paid a little more attention to.
Have you liked what you've seen on your power play here recently?
I have. I liked it the last probably three games. We've been moving it crisper, making better decisions with the puck, a little cleaner entries, puck recoveries. Like the second goal, the Pasta's fourth, I guess, second power play goal, we chipped it in. That was what was there at the blue line. We know they're going to be aggressive. We won a foot race. We dug the puck out, made a play, got inside position on Lindholm at the net, scored a goal. So this wasn't all skill. This was hard work, good puck support, and we made a play at the end. Like the first power play goal, we knew they'd pressure up the half wall. Krug makes a great play to Torrey, a little small area play that we knew that could relieve pressure, and then Bergie finds Pasta, and then you execute the shot, right? So that was part skill, part structure, and part pre-scout. The other one was some grunt work. So it's good to see all facets of the power play be able to come through for us, and we're starting to see more of that where we are making good plays, but we're also winning pucks back.
Good game coming up here tonight with Tampa Bay. A little uneven start, I would say, but they can score. Where have you identified maybe that you can try to attack them and take advantage of them?
Well, in D-zone coverage, they certainly want to gang tackle the puck, get it back in a hurry, get going. Their D like to activate. So, you know, there'll be some pockets in there. If you can win a puck and get it to the front of the net or the slot in a hurry, you're going to get a good look. So that's something that, you know, Toronto does as well. You know, those teams that want to get going, that have offense from their back end, that's an area you can typically, you know, try to expose a team. We thought that with Colorado as well. We did it at times. Other times, they got going. So that's what we see with Tampa Bay. Off the rush, good high forward. We just talked about that, why we practiced it yesterday. Can't get stuck, can't get caught down there, because a 50-50 puck where he dives in, you know, we don't win, it could end up a 4-on-2 in a hurry, and they're dangerous there. They're gonna bury if you start giving up those all night. We got away with it against Anaheim. I don't think we will with Tampa, so those are a couple of areas that we focused on.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Lightning are next.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.